Chapter 6 The Problem and the Solution. By the middle of July 1854, Edward Pierce knew the location of three of the four keys he needed to rob the safes. Two keys were in the green cupboard of the traffic supervisor's office of the South Eastern Railway. A third hung round the neck of Henry Fowler. To Pierce, these three keys presented no major problem. There was, of course, the question of opportune timing in making a clandestine break to obtain a wax impression. There was also the problem of finding a good snakesman to aid in the break at the railway offices. But these were all easily surmountable obstacles. The real difficulty centred around the fourth key. Pierce knew that the fourth key was in the possession of the bank's senior partner, Mr. Trent, but he did not know where. And this lack of knowledge represented a formidable challenge indeed, and one that occupied his attention for the next 4 months. A few words of explanation may be useful here. In 1854, Alfred Nobel was just beginning his career. The Swedish chemist would not discover dynamite for another decade, and the availability of nitroglycerin, soup, lay still further in the future. Thus, in the mid-19th century, any decently constructed metal safe represented a genuine barrier to theft. This truth was so widely acknowledged that safe manufacturers devoted most of their energies to the problem of making safes fireproof, since loss of money and documents through incineration was a much more serious hazard than loss through theft. During this period, a variety of patents were issued for ferromanganese, clay, marble dust, and plaster of Paris as fireproof linings for safes. A thief confronted with a safe had three options. The first was to steal the whole safe outright, carrying it off to break open at his leisure. This was impossible if the safe was of any size or weight, and manufacturers were careful to employ the heaviest and most unwieldy construction materials to discourage this manoeuvre. Alternatively, a thief could employ a petter cutter, a drill that clamped to the keyhole of the safe and permitted a hole to be bored over the lock. Through this hole, the lock mechanism could be manipulated and the lock opened. But the petter cutter was a specialist's tool. It was noisy, slow and uncertain, and it was expensive to purchase and bulky to carry on a job.